Boy, the reviews are just pouring in on the television program, which is interesting because no television program has been seen by anyone. But boy, some people are very, very excited. Some people are very, very excited about me coming to headline news. Which, you know, Stu, you know, I think we're on the right track, because have you noticed that there are a lot of you know, just big, huge, not even liberal organs, but those socialist organs that are just whipped up into a frenzy. I mean, nobody cared about who I was for so long, and I really liked it that way. Nobody cared who I was for so long. Now, all of a sudden, I'm the Antichrist. Have you noticed that, Stu?
Well, I think you've always been the Antichrist. They're just discovering it now.
You know what it is? You know what it is? You're trying to get them on your side.
I am?
Well, there it is. You're
I was very happy, by the way, Glenn, my debut yesterday in the We Hate Glenn Beck, you know, liberal blog
blogosphere.
Was finally, thank you, please include me more often. I was finally included in one of the releases.
I read a headline someplace, didn't even read the story. I'm you know, downloading them on my Trio yesterday, and one of the headlines was MoveOn.org's panicked attempt to keep Glenn Beck off of CNN. And I thought, I can't believe that. MoveOn.org. Oh, they hate me. They really hate me. It's kind of a, you know, it's kind of a nice thing, you know? You know what I'm saying? Does that bring a smile to your face at all, Stu?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And we were, again, the worst person in the world on Keith Olbermann's teleprompter show, which airs on MSNBC.
Again?
Yes, again. Unfortunately, it's hilarious, Glenn. I mean, no, we never find out about these things. We're mentioned on local newscasts, and we'll get 20 emails from people saying, hey, by the way, you know, this guy in Akron said this about you. Keith Olbermann, I don't think he does anything else on his show other than talk about us, and no one ever alerts us to it. The only time I ever find out about it is if it's in some Google News alert. Nobody
well,
must be
watching
that
Why am I the
show.
Worst person in the world again? I'm Keith Olbermann.
Because you called Sydney Sheehan a tragedy pimp or whatever.
Oh, yeah. That was harsh of me, wasn't it? To say that she was a tragedy pimp, pimping out the tragedy of her own son's death for her own agenda, it's almost so horrible it seems true.
But you could read about it in her new book.